Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Mem Vav in the fourth parak Maseches Ksubis. Much of the work of one who's trying to clarify a sugya is what we call trying to get to the bottom of things. Right? That means that you got to start really from the bottom up. Many times we're not necessarily given the bottom, so you have to, get the machinery to dig and get to the bottom. Back upon him, but over here, and Daphne Vogmore itself talks about the bottom, which means the first level over here of Moitzi Shemra had a read of psukim, had a taish psukim. So we'll start with that, and then we'll come back around. Machlokes was Yaakov and Rabbanu. At the psukim Parshas Ki Tsetse go as follows. At the pasuk starts, Kikach ish isho uvo eleo usneo. The kich over here is the erison. Voi leo pashtus means after nisuin. Voi leo, that's the bia rishonah after the nisuin usneya. Al koponim. Right, exactly what that means. You see in the Foshim, where there's a Poshim chapter, it's a simple sinner, or right, if it's a Moitzi Shemra, means it didn't really happen, so then that's probably what the snare means. Right? He changed his mind over here about his feelings towards this Isha.
Is that a requirement in
Moshe
Shema that he has to hate her?
It's a difficult scenario to try to have someone killed if you don't hate them. Right.
I get. Even if he discovered that there was no blood. That itself could cause a sinner.
Yes, so I'm saying that's on the side that it's true. Right? I was talking on the side that it wasn't true.
Right.
So if it wasn't true, right, so then that's not what obviously, right, what caused it. Right. That's what I meant to hint toward. Akoponim, v'som la'alilis dvorim. Right, the pasuk continues over here that this is, as we see, there's two possibilities of what's really going on. If Stom Alila is Dvorim, so this, Ohoiti Le Hashem Ra, right, so this is just an Alila, right, this is a fabricated claim, of Ohoiti Le Hashem Ra, V'Omar Se'isha Hazoi Slokachti, V'Akav Elelo Imad Sassila B'Sulim. There's no B'Sulim.
Where is that?
This Pasuk over is in Pashat Ki Tsetse, it's Perk Chov Beis, Pasuk Yimu. In Devarim, Parshas Ki Tsetse.
All the way.
There you go.
Right down there.
We have another in Parakov Beis, Pasuk Yimu. Okay, the Somal is Dvom Hoysla Shem Ro for Omar. Esa Isha Zeis Lokahti for Ekev a level in Ratsosi Lo Besulin. This, Pashas, he's claiming this in Bezdin. This is what he's saying. He's telling Bezdin, this is his claim. Now, with this claim over here, right, and how far could he get if he's just he doesn't even know when, according to his claim, that he's just saying that she's not a psula, right? Exactly like we learned in the sugis in the beginning of the Mesechta.
Is this Pilas Damim or is this Pesach Pasuach or either one?
I mean, the mashmois of the case over here sounds like it's a tainis domen. That is the mashmois of the hemshach hadvarim. Okay, right, we'll see. But by matzasi lo psugim. Okay, we'll see. I mean, as we're saying over here. That his taina itself, regardless, is not sufficient enough, right? Really, to take him, definitely not to have her killed, right? So as we'll see in the hemshach haparsha over here, is that he has to back himself with Adim in order for the Hitzah Shemra. Over here for the full din of the Hitzah Shemra.
I mean, we'll see that he doesn't get the punishment unless he tries to bring the Edom. But Luchar, the Chachamim really wanted him to come to Beis Din, right? We saw at the beginning of the Masechta that they arranged to get married on a Wednesday, that if he should have a Tainis Pesulim, he should dafka come to Beis Din.
Yeah, so we just want it to be true, that's all. That's all. Right, yeah. You know, if it's true, right, we want him to come to Beis Din. Because she might be also, right.
If there's Adam, then what's the difference whether she had Dam or didn't have Dam? What is that relevant at all to the story?
Okay, we'll see. We'll see about that. We will see. Right? Let's try to get him. Trying to put together the pieces over here. Okay? So this is right now we're learning Chumash. We're learning some Pesukim in Chumash right now. Okay? Okay, so he's tying the matzosi lo psulim.
She was
Husa,
she still gets
Misa's Bezna. Well, yeah, we have a question about those Edom, if there was Dam. But maybe if Dam needed it, alright, okay.
Let's see. Okay. Akoponim, let's see what it says over here, right? So the Pasuk says, V'lok chavi anayr v'imo, v'hoitziu es besuli hanayr v'zikne hiyar shoru. The next pasuk over here seems to be countering his lo matzasi lo psulim, and the pasuk talks about that avi hanayra v'ima. As we see, beikar the nitan over here, right? There's a toyin v'nitan over here, right? There's the baal is the toyin, and the baal din is the avi hanayra. We see that the aim over here is here in part of the picture. Raman says that maybe it's because she's the one who's more familiar with the besulim. We'll see according to that that pshat negimora that man the Omar upon him. But let's see. So without going into the pratim over here, but just to say the hapsukim, that they seem to be countering his taina. Right?
They're not countering the taina of the Eden.
Fine.
So far there's no Eden.
What?
Rabbi Weinstein said there was Eden, otherwise the whole story wouldn't start.
Well, wasn't it right now just the Baal comes and says it.
Yeah, but with his claim alone, he couldn't get too far. Because definitely she couldn't get killed, and he couldn't accomplish too much with. So there has to be Eden Shuz Marish Mizan, otherwise the whole story doesn't really go too far.
Okay, that's a good point. It's a good point. We'll see in Rishayim about this. Right? Rakapanan, the pasuk talks about the Aviha Naira, the Imo, doing something to some, on some way, to counter the Taina. Whatever that refers to exactly. V'omar, the pasuk says, V'omar Aviha Naira has kenim, as the Nitan over here. Speaking exactly, Shazel, the issue is never he knows some at least from Lema Tzos, if Ela Besule Biti, for so are similar things Ikne here. That Posig is very Mirich over here. That Lachar we already said, Hotzi was Bile as Psule Hanair, right? Okay, I could pawn him.
If the Besulim is a membrane, maybe they show a membrane. But most people say they show a cloth with blood on it, but Ela Besule, this is the Besulim.
Okay.
Did anybody
say that? No.
I'm just putting it out there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, even according to what he's saying, they're talking to what he's saying. Like, Matsasi Besulim.
These are the Besulim. I'm not
saying, but he says Leimot Sosi Besulim. What's he saying?
He said that when he did the
Birushan,
there's no dam.
Right? So they just have to show the dam, and no reason to show anything more than what he's telling. Right? That shouldn't be any reason why you should do that.
Well, dam could be from anything.
Okay. But like we were saying, regardless, the dam is not going to affect the edim that he's bringing. Let's see. So at this point, apparently, that it you see from the Hemshech Hadvan, v'lochu zikne ayahir say v'yishua say. So at this point, that he's disproven. Now the psukim don't discuss the edim in this at all. Even when the pasuk talks about if it's emes and she's chayav skila, the pasuk also doesn't talk and it doesn't specifically say anything about the edim. It's understood that things can only be verified al pi edim. That's part of what edim means, right?
Okay. But it had to be Asra then.
Asra to who?
The girl, before she did the Maaseh Znus while she was in Arusa, if that story is really true. Even if there was Edom, if there was never Asra, she can't get killed.
Understood. That's the when we're referring to our punishment. Okay, so let's see. At this point, that the Baal is disproved, and as far as we're concerned, that it's a Hoytzah Shemra. It was in Alilas Dvarim what he was saying. So the pasuk continues, V'loknu zikne ha'ir ha'hi es ha'ish v'yisro esoi. So the pasuk over here talks about that what is the din when it's proved that it's a Hatzoras Shemra, what is his... There's a punishment over here, the Yisroiser. The Gemara learns that this Yisroiser refers to a Malkus. There's a Chiyah Malkus over here, and the next passage continues and says, in addition to the Malkus, V'onshoiser Mea Kesar. There's a Knas. Knas over here is a Knas of Mea Kesar. V'nos Lavi Hanayro, that Knas is given Lavi Hanayro, and the last part of this din is that she has to remain his wife. He can't be megarja. Okay, so that's on the side of things that if it's Oiso Shemra, if he's lying. Now the parsha means the other side of him.
That's not the point. It's Emes Hayadamah, there's Eino Shuz, Zanavav Shuz, and Arus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's true. The Pasuk seems just to be addressing just his taina, whatever the Baal's taina is. That's all. This all he knows.
Chora, the Chachamim would read that as Ede Besulim. Lo Nimsu.
Okay, so
Lo Nimsu Besulim Lenara. They would understand it. Lo,
there
aren't Edim Zomamim. Okay, fine.
Right, this is what we want to do, right? We want to get there, right?
Okay.
Right? Okay. The Pasuk says, Vahitzivus Anayel, Pesli Savir, fine. So, Akoponim, that if we have the proper back, the Edim, and there's no nothing to question the Edim, so we have a full Edis over here, or a proper Edis, whatever the conditions are, in order to give punishment, that's this part of the parasha. That it was this was a zanus, birotzen of a nair murosam. That has this chomer of a chiv skila more so than a regular chenek avashus ish. Ki osan vol bisolnes beisavir drachem vikiberach pesach beisavir. Not another condition to the skila. Okay, so these are the psukim of the parish itself. Now let's see the Gemara. Zot the Gemara. We're going to pick up over here. The Gemara says, "Mar Rabbanan, Mar Rablezer ben Yankiv Disanya." Okay, this is you figure like around 8 lines down or so from the wide lines. Disanya, second to last word on the line. Disanya. Ketzad Aitzor Shemra. The Braisa right now is telling us the conditions of Hotzor Shemra, this parasha. Bola Bezin v'omar pleni loy motzosi levitcha besugim. The Baal, as the Pasuk says, loy motzosi levitcha besugim. Now the Pasuk says, im yesh edim shezinsom tachtov, toch yesh avsu b'mona. The Mor right away asks on that, the way the Braisa says that the scenario and the din.
Why is his taina to the father? Why doesn't he say a taina to the girl, the wife, or whatever? What's the father have to do with it? I'm saying, I know gidulim shagidaltim, whatever, ru gidulim shagidaltim, but what? I mean, if he has a taina against her, he should say to Bezdin she instead of the father. I mean.
I mean, so Pashto is what this means, and that's what it looks like from the Ramban, is that initially his taina, before he has any edim, is just concerning the ksuba.
He wants to get off the hook, not to pay the ksuba.
At this point, before there are edim involved, right? So it's a ksuba issue.
And that's dealing with the father, because at this point, why is it the father anyway? The ksuba will be paid to her at this point, because she's already in the suah, she's out of the father's b'shus. We had a mandiyama before that the suah started or was written while she was still in Arusa, and therefore she, there was one mandiyama like that. Therefore, it's totally on Eris and it goes to the father.
Well, as, let's see, as Biti Nasati, right? Let's see, he's, what is he saying? He's saying that, what is it? It's true, this for Ksuba, really, this tiny really would be that before Arison, right? If that's what this is. He doesn't really know, right? At this, you know, so before there are Edom involved, that's you know, the Sugis in the beginning of the Masechta. That he would like to pat himself from momentous. Let me just think for a second. Right? So that would be a koponim that he wants to say that the erusin was when she was ready a ba'ula, and therefore the chiv ksuba is ksuba's ba'ula a koponim at. you know, it's either mono or pasul mekachtois, whatever the man, the onim are. Let's say he's saying mono, right? Like the price over here says, right?
Zinz meikara. Mono instead of Messiah.
What?
He's saying she should only get a mono instead of Messiah.
But I mean, the price itself says over here, right? If there's edim meikara.
That happened before the erusin.
Right. So ksuba says mono. Right. So I'm just trying to think over here. Now the erusin, the erusin was the av. That's what the pasuk seems to be talking about. Such a scenario, right? That the av was mekadesh her. If that's so, that's why he's talking to the av. That. I was mekadesh someone that was supposed to be a b'sula, and now I see that she's not a b'sula. So therefore, the ksuba. Right, so he's talking to the one that was mekadesh in the first place, right? The chiyuv ksuba definitely is dependent on the shas erisin, whether there's a chiyuv at that point or not, but it's dependent on what status she is b'shas the erusin, and that's when the father gave her over. Okay, so that's l'chora weird, right? The pshat in that. Now, so the b'raisa says like this. The way the b'raisa says, let's just not get caught up in this stage over, because you don't want to lose the momentum. The Gemara asks, the way the b'raisa says it, says the halacha over here, that the scenario and the halacha don't seem to shtim, they don't follow, because the pasuk talks about if there's edim shezinsa, then her ksuba is mona. In fact, the edim shezinsa tachta v'yeshlo ksuba mona baskilahi. On the contrary, right? There's no ksuba at all. She's a baskila. Hachi ka'omar. So zokt gemara. Now this is the way proper way to understand the brayis. We really mean two different things. There's like a something missing over here. Whether it's a chsur me'achsra, we're supposed to understand to fill in, right? That the scenario and the halacha definitely don't go together, right? And therefore, the halacha of the original scenario that wasn't mentioned here, and the scenario of the halacha that said, those are not mentioned, right? So there's a halacha to scenario one. And scenario two are both have to be inserted over here. Okay, let's see. Hachi koma im yesh edim shezinsa tachtav avada beskilum zinsa meikarum yesh lo ksuba mono. If the edim that you're bringing is zinsa meikarum, is the halacha is ksubasa is mono?
Then why does she get a mono if zinsa meikarum? There's
that means this meikar means that she was a ba'ula. He married a ba'ula.
Yeah.
That's halacha. Halacha of someone marries a ba'ula is the ksuba is a mono.
But it was like a
ba'ula. If you married somebody and you thought she was a ba'ula and she ended up to be a ba'ula, we had it earlier that two opinions. If you marry somebody you thought she was
right,
one opinion is she gets zero. The other opinion is she gets a mana, and this
one's holding a mana.
This is going like a mana that she
doesn't think zero. This is like a mechastos. Okay.
Okay. That's a previous sugya. Our previous sugya. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we paskin like you though.
We do paskin like him.
I think so. The Rosh seems to say that.
Okay. So this part of the halacha is when it's true what he's claiming, and there are two possibilities. As like I mentioned before, he doesn't know. He comes and he says, "My mother's a besulim." Fine. So let's say we assume that she was mezana, but when? We don't know when. There's two possibilities. That's the price that discusses over here. If you're gonna back what he's saying with Adam, so there's two possibilities when she was mezana. If Shitak was mezana. During Eris, and that's his nusnei of an eishus ish namirasa chiv misa skila, Right? If Zinsa Meikara, so she was a Pnuya at the time that she was Mzana, so there's no Chiv Misa for that. She wasn't anxious at all. The what that affects is just the Ksuba. Fine. Now the Braisa goes further. The Braisa says, Nimsa Shishem Ra, Ene Shem Ra. Now let's just see the Rashi over here. Zinsa Meikara Yesh Laksuba Mono, Kasava Konsepaches Kipsula, Nutsis Bu'ula, Yesh Laksuba Mono, like we just mentioned before, right? Okay, mention this Rashi. Okay. Okay. So hold the Rashi. We're going to come back when we get there. So that's all the Rashi that we have at this point. Now the Braisa contains. The Braisa says, "Nimsa Shem Ra Enoi Shem Ra." Now, like we'll see in a moment, what he's saying over here is being backed by Eidim. Therefore, in order to be Nimsa Shem Ra Shaloi Enei Shem Ra, you really have to deal with the Eidim. Okay. So we just want to speak that out. Speak that out. In order to disprove Eidim, usually, even if you bring another peer of Adam, it's not going to disprove Adam. They'll just make it what we call a tray, which is a sophic. Right? It's difficult to disprove Adam. The only way to disprove Adam.
Would you get a super for a tray?
Okay, train tray is not focus.
So tray would be. I mean, it's a sophic. Actually, she can't be moitzing, right? Actually, she can't be moitzing.
So he would win, really. Because he would achieve what he wanted to achieve, even though it's tray and tray. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't end up paying the ksuba, and he wouldn't have to be forced to stay with her because she might be awesome to him.
I mean, but if he's bringing Adam, so you know, we're talking right now as far as the disproving his the Shem Ra, right?
To give Misa's Besdin?
Yeah.
That's for sure. If you have Trey and Trey, you don't give Misa's Besdin.
Okay. So but that's what we're discussing right now.
So Trey and Trey would not be the same halacha as if you didn't have any Adam at all. That's a machlokas or Jin Rabbi Yoshua, right? And Rabbi Gamliel, Alpi, Lo Alpia, Nachu Chaim. But if once you have Trey and Trey, you don't listen to her at all, and it's a suffix and a motzi mechaver al avaraya, that's how we would say it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
So we're discussing over here that names that Shem Ashlein Shem Ra, so you have to disprove those original Edim, and... So to disprove the other Eidim, like Rabbi Menachem mentioned, right, and we'll see in the Rashi's about this, the Gemara itself is mashma like that you need a hazama. Hazama really has two facets to it. To the hazama really should have been a tray also. Right, imon hiisem. They're saying that you know not right. So you know it's a trade trade. So kipshuta, it should have been a trade trade. Part of the chiddush of Edom Zayim is that we believe the second Edom, and you know the punishment of Hazoma, which is also specifically in such a situation. So if you want to disprove Edom, so Hashis Hazoma. Is the only way to do that. Okay? Zakoponim, we'll see. Zakoponim, so the Braisa says that Nimso Shoshemra Eino Shemra, so it was verified that he's lying, Halacha is Hulayk of Noisim Meyasela. Right? That's the Pasuk says. Zokt the Tanakam.
Did he verify that he didn't find, that he really did find blood and he lied? What was verified? It was verified that the Edom of Sheker.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually the Edom of Zomim or whatever, but. He can still be saying a true thing. It could be true that Lo Matzas Levitcha Besulim. It could be that she wasn't a Besulim. Time has done and whatever.
So let's speak about this point right now. So when we talk about the din of Hoitzoah Shem Ra, right? Is the Hoitzoah Shem Ra just the fact that he's saying Lo Matzas Levitcha Besulim? Does that have any? Is that what the parasha over here is talking about?
We read the same. It sounds that way.
Right. So that's when we want. So we want to get past the gears of the Yankees, so, right? We want to, mature a little bit in how to learn the psukim, right? And now that we're learning the Gemara, so when we're talking about the parasha of Moisi Shemra, right? So what establishes the Shemra that we're talking about? It's just the mere fact that he's coming to Bezdin and he creates a lies and people are talking about it. Is that what this is?
The right. Combination of that and the Edom.
It seems like the fact that he's bringing the Edom.
It might, we'll see in a minute, it might not even have to do with this at all. It might only have
only
to do
the Edom?
Yeah, if you hold a Boal, right? So he's it's not even, right? He's not even saying this.
Is it Lo Boal?
Well, we'll get to that. Okay, fine. Yeah. Right, but step number one, and then that's, so we like to just get a little past, right, right, what we call gears of the Ankisa over here, right?
That we want to know. Is the Edom. It's all about the Edom. That's
yeah.
What you're saying.
Yeah,
and it's interesting that it's a little bit of a chiddush. The Edom that he's conspiring with these Edom to make a shemra on her.
Right,
they're going to get misa.
Right,
but he just gets malchus and a fine.
Mm-hmm.
But he
mm-hmm.
really, I mean, so he
he's, he, even asked
he doesn't
them,
have
he initiated them.
That's
he
right.
Started.
But he doesn't have the ability to do it. It's safe feel safe. It's there. It's them. They're responsible for what they do. That he can't do without them. And what they're doing is their own initiative. There's no such thing.
And he was trying to get skila for her.
Right.
So why doesn't he get skila then?
Oh. It's not Edom Zayman.
He was trying.
Right. I'm saying, but where does that concept come from? Is the
what is the
guideline? Right. Just because someone, so the Edom themselves, have the hello. The Edom themselves that they have the power to do that, right? That's where there is such a halacha. Okay. So what we're picking up over here is that in this parasha Hagam, that in the Chinami, that the pasuk doesn't mention anything about Edom, but it's clear from the sugya that there's Edom involved over here.
Without Edom, we won't get off the ground.
Right. Right, and it's, and wouldn't get off the ground. It's saying even what we might have considered a shame ra, right. That's not what we're talking about over here. In this parasha over here is that the fact that someone did something to set up his situation to have his wife killed, right? That's really what we're talking about here, right?
And the Zomimim would get skila, right? They would get the skila if they're proven to be Zomimim,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They won't bother anybody else,
right?
Yeah. that we had that before in the Brice. So Brice says he was a male amakdim in a base askila, right? that's what that refers to. Okay, now let's see. So the Tanakham over here, the Chum say bein boal bein loy boal. Yeah, this din we're discussing right now, this side of things, that if it's nimsis that it's not true what he said, right? Disproven, whatever evidence or whatever power that he was coming with, he's mechuyev these onshin. The Tanakham says, "Bein boal, bein loy boal." Now let's hear what that means, right? Gemara will talk about this, but let's just hear for us right now what Bein loy boal. Loy boal means that even if he wasn't boal at all, what's relevant
did
to us is
suin? Did he do nesuin? Did he do chuba?
No, l'chor not. L'chor doesn't. You don't need it. Right? Boy, leo, boy, leo.
Boy, she can still be an arusa.
Yeah, wow. I think so. I think so. Right? We'll see. We'll see if someone has a raya otherwise. But I think according to this man, the Omar, that loy boal. The whole idea of boal would be that he has a personal taina, or he's making a personal taina. If you hold loy boal. Right? So that means that he doesn't have to have his personal taina. Then l'chayra, there's no reason to need an asun at all.
And it would still be pesach beis aviyah, even without an asun, or yeah. then it would be al shara sa ishara.
No, that's the parasha. I mean, this is the parasha here, right? Okay. We're learning the parasha, right? So we're right now we're setting up what the guidelines of the ikra haparasha is. If you hold loy boal. So what this would mean, therefore, is that as long as that he's the one who's bringing the Edom, right? That's what his involvement is, right? Obviously, if they come on their own, right? Then he's not doing anything. So there's no reason why he should be liable for anything, yeah. Right? So year after year, he has to be the one who's bringing the Edom, he's back in the Edom. That the Edom are coming because of him, and when the Edom are disproven, so it was Nisbar that his efforts, that what he was doing, he was doing something false over here. Making a claim that she was Mezane Tachta Be'erusin, and that's where these Anshim come from.
When you say that he's bringing the Edom, it means that he is doing something false. In other words, that he's bringing them, saying that I also have knowledge of it, and here are Edom. Or it would be enough if he just says that if these Edom told me that this happened, and he is just relying on them, and if they end up to be Sheker,
I mean, if he didn't. If we don't know that he somehow got them to come, then I would think that the fact that he just is his two Edom come to him and tell him that Maisa, we know that your wife is Mizana, and because of that, he's rallying over here. I don't think that would be. Right, I mean, he's right. Relying on him who came. Like, well, what do we want from him? Right. So we have to know.
He has to initiate it. He has to. Right. Go to them. They can't come to him.
Right.
He has to be agreeing with the Edom. In other words, I also know this person. I'm not a kosher Edom.
But more than that, he has to be the one that got the Edom to come.
Right. Okay. Right? But that could be either way. Right. But he could get them to come. But be innocent of thinking, of look, I don't know what happened, but they said it, and then I schlepped them to basement.
But what does it mean? How could he get them to come? You want me? You're saying in his taina?
Two people come and tell a man that his wife was
Mizana. And at the end of the day, and when he was in his bar, that it's a lie, right? So what kind of involvement does he have to have in order that he should be punished?
Right. So, enough that he, he drove him to Basin and said, go ahead, tell them what you told me, or does he have to be also say that, these two Edom are confirming what I, what I know is that she was Mizana.
So, I thought that the point is a different point, not so much of the point of these two tzedakim.
Okay.
I thought the point is that he has to be the one who caused the Edom to come, right? Whether he hired them monetarily or some other way that he got these Edom to come. But if that's not what it is, and they come under their own initiative, they're here. He didn't get them to come. They're lying. But why? If they just had something against her, right? Let's say, right? And they made up the story, and they come over to the Baal, and the Baal, you know, rallies behind them. I don't think that he should be punished for that. He didn't. This is not the Shemra over here. He didn't fabricate a story. You know, the Aiden came over to him, and he's just taking what they said.
So we have to have some type of Aiden.
But on the other hand, that according to this man, the Omar, Bein Loi Boal, so if he did hire the Aiden, then I don't think it makes a difference whether he knows or he doesn't know, right? If you hold Loi Boal, so that's he doesn't know, right? Right, so he comes to Bezdin, and even if he tells Bezdin, right, that I don't know anything, but these Aiden came over to me and they told me that they saw that she was Mizaneh, right? That's what he says. But if at the end of the day we find out that the truth, what happened over here was that he hired them to come, then mm-hmm. I would think that that's B'chalal the parasha.
Right? But in order to prove that he hired them to come, we have to have Aiden that he hired them.
Okay, so that That might be true. That we have to know how to verify that.
Asra, don't conspire with these. No, but I mean, if the Adam come and he doesn't, meaning every Beis Din starts with a Taina, right? So if the Adam are coming and he's not making any Taina at all, then it's just Nara Marasa, right?
One second, let me just hear that. See, let's say in this scenario, right? Let's say Znus of Eishes Ish. Right? I don't think that necessarily needs a taina. Anytime Adam sees something and they come to Beis Din, just like they see someone Mechal Shabbos, right? You know, there's no taina there.
Okay, well, I'm saying those witnesses then are the they're initiating the Beis Din with some taina that we saw this.
All right, fine, right.
As opposed to if the Baal is the one initiating the Beis Din, and then the witnesses could come in one of two ways. Meaning, if he doesn't, he just happens to drive the Beis Din, this is what I heard. I'm not initiating a Beis Din. I'm not making a Taina. They're making a Taina. And it has nothing, that's not even a case of Motzi Shemra.
Right.
When he initiates and says, I'm making a Taina, and now you have witnesses, now it's a case of Motzi Shemra.
Well,
now the question is, how did those witnesses come?
Is that true? If you hold Loi Boal, right? So what do you hold about this scenario? Adim come to Beis Din and Shem, without any Baal at all. Right? Adim come to Beis Din and say, you know, we'd like to report a story from a couple of months ago, right? And they say the story. Right? Shem, that's what it is. Yeah, you call the Baal, don't call the Baal, whatever it is. But the initiation was just two Adim walking in. Right, and at the end of the day, we find out that actually they were paid a large sum of money to do this. Right, and then Baal stayed on the sidelines, you know, as if they had nothing to do with it. And then, right, what would be what you hold in that case?
If you hold the Baal, that's still included in
what. I would think so. But what do you think, Michael? What do you hold?
I hear your tzad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I mean, the way I'm saying it is that you're right. I'm saying that that's going to be a Nara Marusa. That you're going to say that because he conspired with them, now we have witnesses to say that he did the whole thing to get them. So what should be the difference? It's like he made a Taina. So this should be a Motzi Shemra. I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. I just want to raise that possibility. Okay.
He wasn't Motzi the Shemra in the case you just said. He didn't do.
Well, that's my point. My point is that it's not Motzi Shemra unless he comes to Beis Din and makes the time.
But he caused the whole thing. So
So that's the other side. So this is what we're
now. I will tell you that the Braisa starts. Kaitzad Hashemra, Bola Bez, not plainly, because of Bitra Basulim. Right? Bryce does thought like that, and that would be Mashmois, right? Like Michael is saying, right? Such a thing. However, if you hold Loi Boal, Leibol. So I don't see why that's relevant. Let's see, we'll come to the Gemara and we'll see how to translate the words in the pasuk. Let's just get what we think akapon at this point. The Braisa tells us that the parasha is bein boal bein loy boal. Right? So the chiddush to that to us would be is that in the pasuk sounds like it's talking about a boal situation, and zokt the chacham shita is that no loy boal, even loy boal you have this halacha. Now once it's a loy boal, so to us. But to me, that would seem like the relevance of the Boal is the fact that he has some kind of personal information on the Inyan. Granted, he can't, you know, kill her because of that, because he doesn't know when. But there's a Leimos, right? So he's come with Hannah, she was Mizane Akoponim, right? Or basis for such a thing. Now, once we're saying that it's Loi Boal, so he doesn't have that information. Right, so then really everything is just coming from the Edom. So for that matter, right, that's what we're saying. Then you know, and then
you can't make the first statement if it's Lavah.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Sun, you can't say those words if it's Lavah.
We'll see how
they have a way to read that pasuk.
Have to read the pasuk, right? And we'll see whether the words the Brayson. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know how to read the pasuk Vayter, but I'm saying the Brayson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that after we see the Gemara. Then we'll raise that point. Mm-hmm. Okay, Shain. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Zok the Gemara says, Lo nemu dvarim halolu ela kishe boal. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says that no, the whole parasha is af kishe boal. Now let's even talk about that for a moment, right? When we say kishe boal, right, the psukim. Right, seems to be talking about Kishe Boal. But what is the relevance of this Kishe Boal that he's talking about? Right? Let me just put a question on the table, and then we can hear what everyone is saying. Is that just reading the words of the Braisa, right? Is he just requiring a Boal, that's all? And he himself is not requiring a taino machmas that beila or avada. The purpose of the boal is in order to facilitate a taino, right? That's what it means. So were it to be that he's a boal, but he doesn't have a taino, right? Then that boal doesn't help me. And theoretically, right? If you could have a taino without a boal, that would also be sufficient. There's nothing that really lies in the beila itself. Right? What would you say?
I just wanted to say that the only nafkmiya of his according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, if it's baal or not, the only nafkmiya is whether if it's not true whether he can get malchus and mayor sella. Because her punishment is gonna be skila.
Right.
If she did Eishes Ish Arusas Nus Be'edim, she's gonna get skila regardless if it's baal or not baal.
Right, 100%.
So it's only relevant to him, and it's not his punishment if he's lying. It's not relevant. That's all I wanted to say. I didn't discuss what you said, but I understand what you said.
Now we spoke on Amol like last time of a little bit how it might be relevant to the din of Pesach Beis Aviha. Right, remember that that's what we were clearing about, right? The din of Pesach Beis Avia as opposed to Pesach Shar Ha'ir, right? That's what we discussed last time. Okay, but we'll leave that on the side right now. Right, we'll focus on this over here, right? That's just once you brought that up, just wanted to revive that which hopefully
I guess we could clarify
after this sugi here.
It seems like we still have a machlokus if Adam come without Moshe Shemra after Baal, after Nisuan, and they say she was Bezana Bebeis Aviha, we still have a machlokus, right? That whether it's Skila or Chenek, or no? You're saying it's Pashut at this point, that it's Beskila? Everybody would hold that way?
What, one more time? Where are you?
You don't have Motzi Shemra, not a case of Motzi Shemra, but they come Bebeis Chamiha, after Nisuin, Shazin Saves Aviha. Everybody's maskim that that's Beskila?
Is that Zin because we a Kodem Erison?
No. During Erison. This is Beskila when she was an Aramarasa. And we don't, everybody would agree, we don't say Ishtani Dina Ishtani Kutla? That everybody would agree at Skila? Or are there people who would say that without, that the Chiddush of Motzi Shemra is we don't say Ishtani Dina Ishtani Kutla? But without Motzi Shemra, you would say Ishtani Dina Ishtani Kutla, and she would get Chenek. Is that a machlokas, or everybody?
Well, let's think a second. I think the maskonas hagemora. Right. The maskonas hagemora is that you don't. That there's no din of ishtani. Right.
Okay. But you see there that Rashi specifically says on that member of the Ashka that Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rashi explains that Kasha from the Parsha of Motzi Shemra. I think that Rashi understands, meaning at the beginning of that Sugya, when they asked that Kasha on Rava, or they asked that Kasha on Shila, Rashi explains that the Kasha is going on the second Bubba. But then later, after Rabbi Yochanan says what he says, that it's Skila, and then they ask that Kasha, and they say Nara Hanara, that it says Hanara, Rashi brings, even though there's a Pasuk Hanara by Nara Marasa, but Rashi brings the Pasuk there of Motzi Shemra. It seems like the way Rashi's understanding at that point is that that third Baba, that when Rabbi Yochanan says it's going on Skila, that it's Dafka, a case of Motzi Shemra. But if it would be a case of Nar Marasa, then it would be Chenek, because Rashi holds that Ba'almo, we say Ishtani Dini Ishtani Kotla, and it's a Chiddush of Motzi Shemra that we don't say like that.
That was in Rava.
He holds that chiddush of Rava, even though we have a dochek on Rava, but it's not a pircha. They're madcha Rava. It's not a pircha on Rava, on what Rava is saying. But Rashi holds by that chiddush. Now that's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam doesn't hold like Rashi. He holds like, probably, and Rabbeinu Shmuel doesn't hold like Rashi. But,
Okay. This is really,
sorry, that, I know, just that, you made this
that,
statement,
that
so
four or five.
Yeah,
right.
<okay.
laughs> Right. So let's first deal with it on this side of things, and then, you know, then we could take it back to over there.
Okay.
Right. Okay. But it's important that you take a raise that. It's okay. So we'll try to keep it in mind. Let's see if we'll get there. So let's try to keep things local over here. Okay, so we're dealing right now with, on the tzad, that if it's not true, and the oinshim of the Baal, so there's machlekes whether it's bein Baal, bein loy Baal, or daf kirsha Baal. We just raised the point that what's the idea of Baal. So let's just come back to that again. Maybe the first glance of things sounds like, you know, it's just dependent on Baal. That's what we're trying to.
Well, he says that he learns the Pesukim Kiksavim. If you learn the Pesukim Kiksavim, then it's not just the Baal. The Baal itself doesn't make the difference. It's with all the Tainas, that the Tainas Besulim, and it's everything that follows there.
Very good. Right. So that's what I just wanted to point out over here. Are you masking to that? That when we say Kishabaal, the point of the Kishabaal is that the Baal has a personal Taina. That's what the Kisha Baal is.
So just one thing I'm not sure is, are we saying Baal is also synonymous with Nisuin? In other words, is that also changing between the two
shots? There's a question in Yehuda, they used to do Bia when they were Arusa. There's a question if you can have Tanis Besulim at that point. It's a Gemara before.
Right, I was saying that there'd be another nafkamina between Baal and no Baal if you say that Baal means here Nisuin.
Baal doesn't, I mean, why would Baal be Baal? Baal means Baal.
Yeah, but I guess that's
all. He had his claim that she wasn't a Nesula, from based on his physical evidence, not on just Eidim.
Saying you don't need chuppah.
Okay.
I mean, Lachair, he's not less worthy of the punishment if he was Boal without Nisun, Lachair, right? So if we would want to know, right? So that's just another nachmin the other way, right? Meaning to say that once we're saying that the whole point of the Boal is just to have a personal taina, so in whatever capacity, you know, he has this taina that she was that she's not a psula, it should be all the same. That's what I would think.
I think we're all seem to be on the same page that okay. It's not the reason that you need Baal is that that'll enable him to have a taina.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Okay, just wanted to clarify that. Okay, very good. Now let's see. So if that's so then that is really what the machlokes over here is that this parsha of Motzi Shemra, right now we're focusing on the Tzad Sheker that the Yisrois ve'onshuoisoi. That is that dependent on a taina or not a taina, a personal taina? That's how we're understanding what the machlokes is over here is. Now let's see. Zok the Gemara. Now the Gemara discusses that the price is over, and the price discusses as follows. Dishlam rabbeinu minyankiv hainu dechsevu boy leho ekravei leho. El rabbonon mayu boy leho ekravei leho. Okay, so there's. We're discussing two psukim over here. The very first pasuk says, "Ki yikach ish isha uba eleha usneh." So, "ba eleh" kibshuta means that he was ba eleh. That's what it means. The next pasuk, which talks about his claim, "Eso ish esh lokachti va ekrav eleh loy matzasi lo psulim." So, Frati Gemara that the Parshas HaPsukim sound like that he was Bo'olel. That's the Gemara's question. And Frati Gemara, Ubo Eileho Be'alilus, Vo'ekrav Eileho Bidvorim. So, the Gemara is able to translate these two Psukim that it's not referring to a Bila, that it means that he's it really refers to a claim against her. That's what the pasuk is saying. Ubo eleho ba'alilus.
Where does the word alilus come from?
The literal translation.
It means a fabricated story.
Yeah, that, right. You want to know the
I think we had it in the parsha recently, didn't we?
I was wondering
where
it comes from. Okay.
Yeah, Targum is called it Taskoife Milin. Right?
Oh, it's in that.
Which
part,
they translate as some kind of claim. Uh-huh. Claim, which is used specifically as a false claim. Sometimes it's used as a complaint. Right? Right? Taluna, right?
Oh, Taluna. That's
the Hebrew. Actually, what does Devarim mean? How do you understand Devarim here? Is that the Adam?
I mean, the point over here is that we're saying that it's a claim. It's some kind of claim. If you hold this right, it doesn't mean obviously it doesn't mean a personal claim, because if he wasn't Boleh, how could he possibly have a personal claim? It's the pasuk is talking about a claim backed on what? In Chami, you have to be backed on Edom. Otherwise, where could such a claim come from? Mm-hmm. Now, still the psukim over here are still. How would you type the pasuk? Yigach ish isho uboy leho usneya. Right, uboy leho.
Pashut, it should mean va, no?
Yeah. So we're trying to translate it according to the Shitas Rabbana, right? Right. So uboy. See, if uboy leho means bidvorim, so then what's the v'som la'lilus dvorim that the next pasuk? Pot says, right? It was already said, right? Uboy leho bidvorim means that he's coming against her with a claim. That's what seemed to be.
Uboy leho bidvorim.
The som alis dvorim.
You need a big shoehorn to fit it in according to the Chachamim.
Uboy leho poshet should mean just had deal with it. And then
Right. So right now we're trying to expand our horizons. Right. Right, so we have to break away from that.
Yeah.
Right. So let's be try to be open minded and try to see how the Rabbanan learned. We're going to have to ask, of course, the question at the end of the day that what is forcing the Rabbanan to learn otherwise? That's a good question. I will see if someone has some information on that. Right.
But if you read the psukim, it's
right. Right. After everything is said and done, it's definitely we're working it out. But I don't think. Gemara doesn't mention to us any reason why we'd rather translate like that.
Right. We all, our whole lives, we read it more like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the question is, why didn't the Chachamim read it that way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So even though they could, it sounds like they have something telling them otherwise. Now, we'll have to see. I wasn't able to be eyeing properly in the Rishonim to see if someone has some information on that.
I wrote in English about this.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what it said.
See, something else, maybe a related topic that bothered me in this something is, when we say that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kav V'Naki, normally sounds like because he had a Masorah, and did he have a Masorah and had to read this? I mean, his Masorah, what he's saying to read is the Pashat Pshat of the Psukim. It sounds like the Chachamim are the ones who are going outside the Pshat. So what? You hear what I'm asking here? It just doesn't seem like the normal way when we go like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It just doesn't seem like the normal.
We pass on the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in this case.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. Right, that once you raise that, a possibility is maybe in the Rabbanan that they had a Masorah that's so, right, and they didn't translate the psukim like that when they were Mavis Sedra. They didn't that wasn't what the idea they got, but there was a Masorah, and once there's such a Masorah, so now basically which lies in them if the Masorah is being Baal and Shalei Baal, so then that tells us that the Kavanah Satar is otherwise, in the Psukim. Right? And we're just trying to figure out just how you read the Psukim. That's a possibility, but I would like to see if we have a source for that before I would say that. Okay. Shalom Azan. Okay, so and the second pasuk also, let's hear that. How do you touch these words over here? Right? We're saying Vesoma Lilas Dvorim, Vaitzi Shemar Va'omar. Right? So the pasuk sounds like, that the pasuk already told us that there's a fabrication, a story being made up, and this is what he's saying. Omar, so like, what's he saying over? He's in the middle of making the taina. Vo'ekrav eleho, right? The Gemara on that says, let's get the right words here. Bedvorim. Vo'ekrav eleho bedvorim. Like, where does that come into what he's saying over here? Right, he's saying
he's not adding anything to his claim for sure.
Well, I mean, he's making the claim now. I mean, if you want to talk about what he did you know, I claimed in Bezdin. You want it, but he's doing it right now, right? Okay, fine. Okay, let's leave that.
The note here.
Oh, we have a note.
There's a note.
What's
here
the note? What does the note say?
Balilas Dvarim, that he says here, I began speaking with her, and from the things that she said, he became suspicious.
Oh.
Upon investigating, I found witnesses that she had indeed committed adultery.
Oh, one
second. Maybe. Because Ekra Leah is already up
in
stepping back. It's not even Boaz. He just came close to her.
Oh.
In that
that's what it means in Bidvorim. That's what it means. I didn't have it. So, you know, he's saying Bidvorim means in discussion.
Right.
That's what it means. Ah, very good. And exactly. I missed that.
Yeah, right. And that could be what the Chachamim were saying, that Kikach Ish
Bidvorim.
He just came close to her, Bidvorim. That's what the Chachamim were saying, Bidvorim, right?
Balilus.
Yeah, he just started talking to her. That's the tzad of the chachamim. You just start talking to her, and in talking to her, he sensed that something was.
Why does the Gemara that hear that? So why does the Gemara say the boy lays balilus and the kavilah bitzvorim? I mean, shouldn't they be the same thing? Right. That's the. It's the same boy lays and kavilah. Right. I mean, if you hold it, it means that he was boy lays. That's what it means. So over here, why are we calling that balilus?
It follows. Uboilea, he came close to her and he found in discussion that she.
Yeah, now I'm not questioning. Right now, I'm asking something more detailed.
Yeah.
I look into the Gemara and I see that the Gemara, the words that the Gemara uses to describe these two psukim, Uboilea, for Ekravelea, the Gemara uses two different words. The Gemara says in the first one, Uboilea be'alilus.
So that could mean in discussion, right?
No, but Alilus already sounds like he's got a tanya.
Right.
So why didn't it say it the other way? Uba aleha, the way you're reading it, uba aleha the devarim, and then the ekrav aleha ba alilus.
I mean, the Hermetic could have said
sounds like it's the other way.
Could have said bedvarim, right? Because that's really what it means, right?
It seems like Aristotle's giving two different words. I don't know what the difference between, right, and Lewis. And that it does seem backwards here, but right, in the footnote that you're saying, right, that he's translating Alilus as wanted accusations, right? I guess like claiming falsely,
right? And that's what Alilus
should be, right? And then the Akrab Alaha Bidvarim is what Menachem
maybe he heard rumors.
Is that he became suspicious from the initial speaking with her. In other words, at first he spoke with her.
That's definitely what happened. I guess what the word means is like this: the first pasuk is talking about what happened, right? Describing, right? So ubo eleho. So we're talking third person, right? Right. So according to this, that means that. As a result, apparently according to this, I guess that's what it is. I don't know what it has to be, but let's see how it have chances. In discussing with her, he was aroused to make this claim, right? And later on, obviously he's not going to disclose that to Bezdin, that it's false. So when he's talking to Bezdin, he says that in discussion, that's when one doesn't obviously at that point say it's Alilus, right? Because he's talking to Bezdin, right? So he's talking to Bezdin, he says, V'ekraveleho, V'lematzasi, right? So he's talking to Bezdin, so he's saying that, I was aroused in discussion with her, and I verified V'lematzasi with my edim. That's what it means. The first time that her is talking about really what's going on, right? That's probably the difference. What one could still ask is that if he's making it up, then why is it based on discussing with her anything? Why is that make it or break it, right? It's a snare, right? Whatever it is, and as a result of that, he decided to right?
Him discussing with her. It's a suspicion.
Yeah, I'm saying, but if he made it up, right? We're talking about if he's making it up here, right? So if he's making it up, if you want to explain what went on if he made it up, so does that need to happen only as a discussion with her and he felt that something was doing there? I mean, if he made it up, so then it doesn't have to have any basis, right? It would sound like from this is that for whatever reason we're describing a situation where maybe he heard something from her which got him upset, and then he without any real verification he decided that, you know, he is going to have her killed. I don't know why that's necessarily necessary, right? But I call upon him. Maybe that will be the translation, right? The Eker Veilea. Okay, I call upon him. But you're telling me something over here which I didn't have to translate properly. Bidvorim. Okay, fine. Shkoyach.
I mean, the way I thought I heard you saying, and maybe I'm adding a little bit into this, is that maybe he had some problem. He wanted out of the marriage, whatever reason. That was the Ubala Balila. And then what he says to Beis Din is, Ve'ekrav Aleha B'Devarim. And I was talking to her and I have suspicions based on what I heard from her. And but he's saying it because he himself had some other time though, that had nothing to do with it. I thought that was what you were saying.
So the first Pasuk, right? The first passage which tells us the inside story, right, is what Uvo Leho. That's when the Torah tells us that really there's a little Dvorim over here, right? It's really fake. Right. And Uvo Leho, let me hear how you understand that. Why is the Torah telling us that this is based on Uvo Leho?
Meaning we're trying to read this pasuk without a bia.
Right, right. So it says, means in discussion.
But he, whatever, he's now engaged, he wasn't happy. Uba aleha ba'alila is that somehow something made him unhappy. Maybe he just didn't decide, he didn't like her as he got to know her.
So it doesn't mean dvorim at all. So that's what I'm just trying to hear.
I thought
that's also... It's a dvorim, but alila. But maybe in echanami, maybe it means better. It means two totally different things. The first positive bolev alila means that what we originally thought meant that he came against her. That's what bolev means. With a false taina. That's what the first pasuk means. The second pasuk taka means bidvorim. Right? This is part of his fabrication. And he's saying that, you know, boy, leb, it has two totally different translations. Mm-hmm. I thought from what you were saying over there, it's a similar translation. Maybe I misunderstood. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. That would be better.
I'm not necessarily saying what he was saying.
I hear this better. Mm-hmm. I hear this better. Right. That first pasuk has nothing to do with discussion. Right. The pasuk is saying, but ekar veleho. I'm sorry, uboy leho means that he came against her. Right. That's what it means. Right, mm-hmm. So that's balilus. Right, that's what it is. You know what caused that? Whatever, snake. I don't know. Stam. You know, right? That's that. The second pasuk he's talking to Beis Din. You know, he's telling Beis Din. You know, where did things come from? And he said, you know, I already started noticing that there are issues over here, and I verified with Adam, and then I found out. Right, that's what it was. Right, mm-hmm. Right. Right, well, yeah. Right. It's, you know, it sounds better that way, right? Otherwise, you know, if Stamidim came to you, how did that happen? If you know, okay, fine. Okay, that we would hear better, right? Right. Akopana. Okay, so now we're more meyushev over here. Okay, we're more satisfied. How to translate this? See, without the clarity of the chabur, I would not have had that clarity. Shkoyach. Okay, let's go a little further now. Zok the Gemara. Bishlam lebaz miyankev haino dechsev leimatzos levitcha besulim. That this is what he's telling, right? It's a boal, and he's saying leimatzos levitcha besulim. El Rabbona Maile Matzos Levitcha Besulim. What does it mean, Le Matzos Besulim? There's no Boal, right? So he's, you know, he's not. There's no personal taina over here. He has no personal information. Zokt the Gemara Le Matzos Levitcha Kishrei Besulim. That again, he did his investigation. He has edim. Le'matzasi levitcha kishrei besulim means that I didn't find anything which could counter those edim, and therefore, you know, I have established edim, you know, over here, and that's where I stand today. Let's see the Rashi. Zok Rashi.
It makes it sound like he tried to look for edim to make the first edim zone.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like that,
or at least he's presenting it that way.
Yeah, yeah, right. You know, the lawyer tries to make himself look good. Right. Okay. Let's see. Zakrashi, kishay besubim, edim sheyozimu o yakchishu es elu v'yachshiru es bitcho lebesulo gemura. Now let's hear the Rashi over here. Rashi mentions two possibilities of what could be machshir besulel. Now let's hear it again. Right, we're starting that he has edim that she was mizane during erusin, and he's saying that loy matzosi, that I couldn't find any opposing edim to be machshir her. Rashi says two things which could have done the job. Rashi says either edim sheyazimu or yakchishu es elu v'yachshu es bitcha lebsu
l'gemura. They wouldn't do the job totally, but they'll at least achieve that she won't get me suspended.
Okay, slow. Mm-hmm. Okay, because you're answering the question before we asked it. Okay. But this Rashi mentions a cipher hazoma. Rashi mentions Hakosha. Now, the horror is that like we mentioned before. Mm. I mean, Hazomo, like the Gemara mentions, right? Zoymemeho. So what's with the Hakosha over here? What is Hakosha going to do? Right? The answer is like the Yo just said, like this. It's false. Okay, so you have to focus on what we're dealing with over here. Right. What we're dealing with over here is that we're talking about the Baal's claim. The Baal's claim is that she should be killed. Right? That's what is right. And he's standing in front of us and he's saying that what could I do? I have Adam over here that she's a Mizana, right? I did what I could to save her from the Oynish that these Adam are gonna bring to her. Akoponim to save her life. I did my investigation. I tried to find Mazimim. I tried to find Machishim. That I couldn't do. So being that that's what we're discussing over here, so that's why, very good, that Hakosha is sufficient. Even though Hakosha is not going to disprove the Edim, it'll be a Sophic, it'll still be a Trey, but Akoponim, but they'll prevent her from being killed. Right?
Right? The next Rashi only says
so, very good. Very
so
good.
Hold on a second. Wait, so you're... So how are you saying the hachasha here is only that maybe she was maybe the bia was before Erison?
No, it's gonna make it tray. We don't know which set of edim to believe.
Okay, but what are they saying?
And the second.
But what are the hachasha saying? They're saying it was. Two are saying that it was after. What are the other edim saying? Are they saying no, we saw a bia before Erison? Or they're saying no, when you and. The day that you're saying she did it, she was with us in another place.
Okay. Well, you can't be saying that, because that would be Hazama.
No, Hazama is that the witnesses were in a different place.
Oh. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So it has to be the case like that, right? The Hakosha has to be
so
a case,
that we're saying? That's just explaining what Hakosha means, right? Right? Right before what Hakosha could do, right? But you're just discussing, how are you Makhish? Edim, what are they saying? That's what you want to know. Right?
Well, I mean, because Rashi says that to make her a Besula Gemura, the only kind of hachasha you could have and make her basula gemura is she was with us at the time you say that
well,
she had the bia.
Make her basula gemura
at the end of that rashi, doesn't he? She has imo yachishu at yachishu at bidcha lebatula gemura basula gemura. I thought that was what was bothering us. I thought that was what we were trying to figure out. What kind of hachasha is going to make her a basula gemura? I thought that was the whole discussion.
So they must be giving some kind of statement that
you're right, not wrong.
Some kind of statement.
So I'll tell it to you like this: that in the Rashi, I wasn't sure if that's really what Rashi meant. Was Rashi saying there that as a result of the second Edom, we have a clarification that she is a Basula Gemura, which would need to nullify the first pair of Edom?
Right? If you nullify the first pair of Edom, we don't know for a fact.
Yeah, and it just means that you know, you're back to where you started from, yeah. Right? Right? Is that what Rashi means, or Rashi just means that he's referring to what the second Edom are saying, not necessarily what Beis Din is standing after they're made, and you know, with both peers, that's where Beis Din standing. When the Gemara says Kishrei B'sulim, Le'matzasi Kishrei B'sulim, right? That means I didn't find Edom that are machsher her B'sulim, right? Now, does that mean that they'll accomplish Akashus, or they are, their claim, or what they're saying, what they're testifying is Kashus, right? That's what it is. Now,
well,
you still have the first Edom to deal with.
I like the way you read the Rashi, actually. I prefer it, but if you read the Rashi, he puts in Zomerman and Hakasha in the same thing, and it's hard to read the end of the Rashi the way you read it, if it's referring to Zomerman.
Well, because the point is, and what I'm just saying is that we're just referring to what the second period Edom is saying. We're not necessarily referring to what is accomplished in Beis Din.
But the second period Edom are not talking about her Besum at all if they're doing Hazama. They're just talking about the first period Edom being in California at the time.
Okay.
So they're not trying to be as good as the girl. They're not talking about the girl at all. Maybe Michael's examples in reference to Hakasha, he can dream up a case, Michael, that the second Beis Din are trying to be machsher the girl herself.
Yeah.
But if we're doing Hazama, they're not doing that at all.
Okay. See, but I think that regardless, even if we'll accept what Michael's saying, but in din, what's the halacha? If you have a hakhasha, are you ever better than a sofik in Beis Din? Right? You know, fine. Let's say you'll have your case of hakhasha, right?
I mean, I guess let's just say that if there is a B and he's making a taina, and now we have a question. So now we think she's a b'ula, and then there's a question of when did it happen? Tachtav or enatachtav? So you get two sets of witnesses. One says tachtav, one says enatachtav. But if you're coming before a Be'ilah, you don't even, and now you have two witnesses, and one set of witnesses says, we saw her be Mizana Tachtav, and the other says, we saw her be Mizana Shalot Tachtav.
No, then I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you.
That,
that, that, that,
that, you both be true.
That, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's not even a question. There are two issues over here. The issue, the way I see what you're raising over here is just simply, how do you have a hachosha, right? I mean, meaning say, how do you have another peer of Aden that meets sad the second peer of Aden? What Beis Din hears is that piece of information that the first Aden is saying, Beis Din hears something contrary to that, right? Poshut, how do you have without the result? But what did Beis Din hear that they heard something countering what the first Aden is saying? That's a valid question, right? And maybe the answer is like you're saying, that they have to talk about their case, right? That specific case. You're saying she was a Mizana such and such. And they're saying something about that case over there that we know was not true.
It's just like you have, like, you know, the two people are at the same
event,
and you know, different people, you know, interviewing me, witnesses, and one has one story that they were Mazana, one said they weren't.
Okay,
only if you're with them the whole exact entire time. Yeah,
so we're talking about that. They're talking about the same thing, right? That's what we're,
okay.
So that's true, but. Right, Safon. Right, but the question is after that. Right, after that is concerns. What could be accomplished? Right. So I think at the end of the day, what could be accomplished, or what Beis Din knows, or and what Beis Din is not sure about, is still going to be choluk whether it's zoymimin or it's a hakosha. Right?
There's no dim of chazaka that kicks in. That if it's trey or trey, she has a cheskas psula.
Okay.
We said trey or trey was a suffix before. He's saying put her on a chazaka. She had a cheskas psula.
We don't do that.
Why not?
We definitely don't do that to be
motzi
mamon.
No, yeah, but
you can't be motzi mamon
with chazaka. But when we're talking right now about the chiv, the misa, that's what we're talking about.
Misa, even
Akasha
achieves that she won't get misa.
No, but he's the point that he's saying over here might be irrelevant in translating. In other words, we want to know that Rashi's, the mashmois of Rashi is that after the second Adam come. Now we view her as a besula gemura, right? Mm-hmm. That's the original translation of the Rashi. It would sound like that Beis Din now views her as a besula gemura. Mm-hmm. So on that, the question was: is that granted? Hazoma could do that because they'll nullify the first Edim, but Hakosha, it's still a sophic, right? So why would Rashi be saying that? That
almost explaining why Rashi says it. That
so according to what he's saying is that might be an explanation that because in the Hilchas Chazokas after they have a Sofik, we would Chazoka would say she's Becheskas.
Is that
telling
the Machlokes Regem Lila or Bishu in the first part?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
No, that's a Shaila. Their Machlokes I think is only. Not being gay too. In the momentous. I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm not so clear right now.
But
even that, it's not a vadai.
But it means that it's a sophic.
What? No. I don't think so. It's not a vadai. It's a sophic.
Of course, it's a sophic. But he's saying that we don't go by chazak of the kashas main Torah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm not sure right now. So Rabbi, button, but this, Rabbi, but this is
you're learning the Rashi like Shlomo now.
No, so we have two possibilities over here, right? That either that Rashi, and like the Gemara itself is Mashma, but Ela Kishrei Biti could very well just mean that I have Edim, that these Edim are what they're saying is Kashrus. Now you want to know in Beis Din, now the Beis Din has two sides. Where do we stand? So but that's not the point,
but
right?
But then we're only going on the Hakosha set, not on the Hazama set.
Right. So of course it could be that, you know, each one translates a little differently in what it is. But what we're hearing from Shlomo right now is that even if one would like to translate the Rashi, that Rashi's saying that where Beis Din stands after the second pair Edom comes is that we view her as a Pesulu Gemura. That could possibly be Mikoyach HaChazoka, right, after you have that. The Gra is a Shal Trey, whether we use Chazokas B'chlal, right? Right, that's we just had right, in the Sugi over there, it comes up a Bashatia, right? More in Yevamos, whether Midiraisa, right, you could use a Chazoka, they're born or not, you know, by certain instances.
Akapana. You never said Tria and Tria cancel each other out, right?
Cancel each other out.
As if they have no Eidim. We don't say, we say that we still have a suffix, as if maybe the first Eidim has two, maybe the second two. We don't say like, Trey,
I don't think that.
Like, okay.
No, I don't. The idea of canceling out just maybe would allow us to use a chazaka, but right, it's not. We don't. Definitely has the chshivas of a sophic trade. That's a certain type of sophic. Right? Doesn't. Okay, point. Let's see where we stand now. Okay, so that was discussing the Rashi. Okay, very good, very good, very nice insights on that. Okay,
now, how were you guys explaining the second Rashi, that Rashi only says Mazimim?
Okay, let's get to the Gemara.
Okay,
we would like to get to the Gemara. Okay, let's do things Kisidron. Okay. Right, for those of us who are not as gifted, that we could talk about things that we haven't yet gotten to. Okay, let's just see there. Okay, let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbaz Min Yaakov Hanu Dilsei VeEle B'Sula Biti. Now we're dealing with the father, right? The pasuk says that Vihine Husam Lod is the father talking. Oma Avi Hanayra. It's written in Sati, Vusam Alilas Dvorim, saying Le Matsasi, the Ele Besule Biti. Suppose there's two things, right? The Gemara deals with both. Ele Besule Biti, or Forsu Asimlon. The Ele Besule Biti is, according to Rabbaz Min Yankiv, Ele Besule Biti. That we understand that because there was a Taina over here that Le Matsasi, and he somehow, right, is producing the psulim.
Now, the blood.
Right, now that somehow, right, is like the pasuk says, the poso has symbol, right, which the idea is that we've seen in the sukkis, the idea of the shushbinim, right, and the Ramban talks about this. He has a horror on the Rashi, but after you see this sugya, now you look at the Rashi's in the parasha, then you'll have your horrors, whatever
what
you want to ask.
There's people that help that make sure nothing's in the room, and that check the chasim, they check the car, that they don't bring anything foul play, that she doesn't bring in a bloodstained cloth in her pocket, and he doesn't bring it. They're not playing any tricks there, and they check the room before
the
they check the room
standing by the door.
Well, some are for him, and some are for her.
Yeah. Akoponim, right? So that's what there was such a practice like that, and Ramban, that's Kipshutei what the psukim mean according to Rabbi Lezben Yankov.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's take a seat. Right, let's talk and see for a minute over here. Let's see what's going on over here. That the Baal, he brought Edom. He has Edom over here that she was Mizanem. Now granted, let's say according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, the whole situation over here is that like the pasuk says Kipshutai, that he's coming with a personal taina, and he's backing it with Edom. And now the father is disproving his Edom. Now let's hear. Even according to Rabbi Elazar Yankov, now what's happening? What is happening over here, right? I mean, if he has Edom that she was Mizane, and so what does Pesukim say? The father comes and he says, "No, here Elab Sulebiti," and he shows the dam. It was dam Besulim. Now, but what about the Edom over here? I mean, he has Edom. Is it sufficient? Is it sufficient for the father to make him into a liar, with this, even though he has Edim, so which are backing him.
Malbim brings this exact question. And
how about the Tosis? Right? Let's see the Tosis. We'll see, maybe he brings the Tosis. Right? Bishlom Roz Ben Yankiv, the second Tosis. Bishlom Roz Ben Yankiv, how's supposed to sound similar? It's going to the next piece of Gemara, but this is, you know, what we're discussing. That's what this is. Temo. Da'akochoch b'sheyesh edem shezinso ayri. Right? Zokt Tosfis that regardless, we're talking about that he has Edim which is backing him, even according to Rabbi Zmiyakev that he has a personal partner, but there has to be Edim. The Mishum Shlo Yimtsua Al Hasim Lo Dam Besulim Ein Lahorgo, obviously. Im Kain, so if there is Edim over here, Matei Elis Yesh with Prisa Hasim Lo. So what is that going to do? That's not going to be machish eidim. The yesh litlois shenoyif hita. You know, if you have eidim that were made that she was mezana, right? So the fact that you're finding dam is not a contradiction to that. It's yitochin that the noyif was not moitzi de b'sulim, and that's why you found b'sulim. So, you know, you're not going to contradict, or you're not going to nullify Edim because of that. Right? The Edim must delay them. Right? So just reading the Psukim Kipshutai, that this is all he's doing, right? So, Fraktesvis is that's definitely not sufficient, because there's Edim that he came in the first place. Now, what Tosfos Chor means is the Oisphere of Tosfos, which is not spoken over here, right? Is that obviously he has to be bringing Edim, right, to deal with the original Edim. Once that's so then what's in the Negeya, this Porsva Vasim over here, right? If you don't have Edim, then nothing's going to change, right? And if you do have Edim, then what's in the Negeya, the Porsva Vasim?
It's very Negeya. Because you brought a second set of Edom, you caused the first set of Edom to be Zomim, he still claims time is Zomim. So we got rid of the first set of Edom, but he still claims time is Zomim, and his claim time is Zomim, she won't get killed, but he won't have to pay the Ksuba. So therefore, they're Parsu Asimba to make him pay the Ksuba.
But is that what the Pasuk's talking about? The Pasuk is discussing the Onsho Isa Yisroi, say. That's what the Mor is discussing. Right, his the Hitzor Hashem Rashaboy.
But you said the whole thing was he wanted to get out from not having to pay the tzuba.
That was the original Hascholas Hatayna, which he to verify that he found Edim that not only he doesn't have to pay a mono, but he's partnering Ganzen and his wife is going to be killed. Right, right. So he's much further down the line at this point. Right, and that's that really is, what the parasha is discussing.
So if the father brings Edom, that the first Edom was Zayim in, the Edom off the table. So where now?
So you might be right as far as the Ksuba is concerned, right?
Well, if he has no proof, he could just tina psulim and not have to pay the Ksuba.
So that's the machlokes over here, right? Right, Reb Lozer and Yeshua. That's as far as. Right? Stam, right? Tiny, making a tiny psulim.
Back in the first part.
Yeah. But that, that's...
Do you believe him? Do you believe
that's
her?
Right. But that's not what the parasha over here is discussing. Right? We're talking about as far as the... For Onsho Oisei, V'Yisro Oisei, in the parasha of Ma'itzi Shemra. Right? That's what we're discussing. So Nochamo. So let's get back to what we just discussed. So Tosfos asked the question. Tosfos' question was that why is it relevant this that the father is a porsu hasimla? He's showing that she was a psula. But again, to this, being that the Baal, regardless, had to have been coming with Edim. So I have a piece. We have Edim over here that say that she was mizanet tacht of be'erisin, right? Shain. So they're still, it's not a good word. So he's showing that she was a psula. Zoktayus says that that's not enough to be machish Edim. And if you have Edim saying that she was a mzana, and granted, let's say he's going to show that she was a psula at the time of the Biri Shaina, okay, fine. That means that apparently the Maisis Nus didn't make her a non-psula, but it's not any less of a Maisis Nus. Right? So therefore, why are we viewing this as a Hoitzah Shema, that he's lying to have her killed? We still have two good Edim. That's Tosis' question. Elamai, that even according to Reblaz Ben Yankiv, that you gotta disprove the Edim, right? Hagam the Pesukim are not discussing that, but that's partially that's what's going on. So once you have your Mazimim, then why is it relevant?
Then he's right away Moshe Shema would be Chayav Malchus.
Yeah.
Even whether there was Damasulim or no Damasulim.
Yeah. Right. Zoktois is this gemid of pshat, right? That in order for the Baal to have these dinim over here, the Anshalois of Yisroel, is there's a certain conditions in that. We need to have the sofer the loy mechayev ela imkain heis ponav lishanes hayodua, that we need that there was a certain ha'oza involved that he lied and he said contrary to something that was yodua shemachsev laharis asimlo beloy besulim lebezdin v'nim seshakron shehi melei adam. So
he brought a different symbol. Yeah. Two symbols.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. He had
a clean cloth that he kept in his pocket that somehow he beat the shushkin in, and he waved the clean cloth in front of Bezin.
Mm-hmm.
Big pasuk.
Well, that's Pashut Shad, the words of the pasuk, Dvarim King Sovim. He says, doesn't the pasuk make it sound like that?
Yeah, what does the pasuk say? Leimotzos with Vesulim. Leimotzosi. Right, the puzzle doesn't say anything about that. I'm not so sure why Tosfos is saying that. I could have heard what the point in Tosfos is. Tosfos is that we need a certain that ha'ozo over here that he's being mazed. But just here, if we can understand what Tosfos is saying, to see if it's necessary to say what Tosfos says, because the psukim only talk about that the av produces the dam. So that means that this is only if he's meis pono. Let me just think what this means. That there's a Tosefes condition over here in order to have this punishment that we need a certain ha'ozo. It's not enough the fact that you know he got Edim.
To try
to kill her.
That's not enough.
Right? That's not enough. Right? That's what will be.
That seems pretty house itself.
That'll be part. That'll be the Zeres Akosos over here, right? That we need to have this. That Lushanes is Hayodua. Lushanes is Hayodua. I would be happy to say Lushanes Hayodua is the fact that there is a dam available to show. And he's coming against now whether he showed something else a clean beged or not, I didn't think that was necessary. Tosfos does speak it out like that, right? Tosfos says that his may is shemach laharis hasim lo beloy besulin lifnei bezdin.
I mean, it doesn't sound like there are two different sheets though from the way that they speak it out.
Where? In the pasuk?
No, Tosfos. It says Laharot Simla below Dam. He comes to show the similar without Dam, Lebastin, Venim Sashakron Shahimalay Adam. Sounds like it's like the same sheet.
It can't be the same sheet.
It's hard to believe, right? He's coming in with this sheet. He says, this sheet's got no blood. And then the father says, open it up, it's full of blood. It's hard to believe, but that's the words of Tosfos sound that way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so we have to know exactly what this means, right? But the point in Tosfos over here is like pointing out that there's a Tosefes Tanai, an additional condition to this that he's he's making efforts to kill her. According to Blazim Yaakov, that he's coming with his own personal idea. But we need to have, that means that if the father doesn't come with a beged otherwise, just with the Edim Hamazimin, then according to this, then he wouldn't have these punishments. Right? That's what Tosis is saying here.
I couldn't listen to music the last few weeks, so I needed some downtime. I watched some magicians. The things that they can do, they're holding the card, and then all of a sudden the card is gone, and you have no idea where that card went.
Well, we had a Gemara before, where the cloth, he said, Loma Sassi the Basulim, he went to Bezdin, and they washed the thing, and there was Shechva Zer that was covering the dam. And it was really dam underneath.
Oh, interesting, right.
Yeah, here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wasn't enough to call the lead-up music to
call the lecture. Well, there was a case. There was no blood because she was too weak. Whatever the story was over there, they didn't eat. They didn't drink. They're weak. They gave them to eat and drink, and then the next time there was that.
So with the, I don't know if that would help. If that would help us, because then he's saying the truth. Akroponim. That there was no doubt. But I just want to mention that in other Rishayim, the Mishra brings an alternate explanation to this, because this is very important, right? Because according to the Tosis, we just learned that there's an additional condition to have the punishment. You need the Ha'ozah. The Mishra brings from the Rabban, one of the Mishra from the Rabban says, is that in Achanami, it's not here for a condition. What the Gemara means to say is that the pasuk is talking about urcha de milsa. That's what it means. It's not a condition. It's urcha de milsa that if the av has the ability to do that's what he'll do in order to show it, even though he has mazimin, right?
To try to prove his point.
So what the Gemara means to say is that Bishlam according to Blazman Yankov, that there was a tainus so that on the Besulim, so then you have this possibility. It's not a necessary requirement, but the Storm of the Mills that the Pasuk is talking about makes sense because that was the tainus Kishaboah. That's what the Gemara means. So according to this, then it wouldn't be a necessary requirement nor to have the punishment. Okay, let's just see if we can get down to the end over here. What's the more answer that we're in the middle of speaking out over here that Bishlam Kontra was a Miyankov, that is Dapa Kishaboal, that's why when the Av is counting the Baal, he's saying Elbus Lubiti. According to the Rabbonin, what does it mean? Bishlam Rabbaz Miyankov Elbus Lubiti, El Rabbonin Mai Elbus Lubiti, Ve'ela Kishrei. That this is referring to the Edim, right? The Edim which are countering. Now Rashi over here at a strong diuk mentions only one of the two scenarios from before. Rashi over here mentions specifically Hazoma.
This is the father's claim, and he wants to clear her name totally, it's
even more than that, because what it is, because we're talking about Vishwaisa Anshuwaisa, right? So we have to disprove, we gotta make him into a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Right, so how do you make him into a lawyer, right? It's only a hakosho. So very good, like you said before the issue was a step before, the Baal was saying that it was an issue of the Chiv Skila. He says, you know, I have Edom over here that she's, I try to find a way to prevent the Chiv Skila, that would have been sufficient even to have Hakosha. Right? That's over there. But over here, we're talking about disproving, making the Baal into a lawyer. Right? So then what we need to do is that we have to nullify those original Edom that he came with, by just bringing Hakosha wouldn't be sufficient for that.
He wouldn't be Motzi Shemer. He wouldn't get unsure. And,
yeah, right, right. So in order to get that, that's what Rashi's saying. Very good. This is what Yo was having to. Very nice. Okay, and it's a strong deek in Rashi. The Rashi says two things. Even at the first Rashi already, right? Like you know, like you Ma'ori really needs needed an explanation. So once we saw in the context each Rashi where they were going, we understand very good the Shinui in the deek of the Rashi. Let's just read over here. Bishlon Rav Yaakov had two posts. Similar, Rabbanan my post are similar. Ami Avo posu ma shesom shesomlo. Zok Rashi kishreb. So wrong one. Kishreb. So they right. Edim hamazimin es edov. Now, what does the Gemara mean? Elo poshu ma shesomlo kedisanyu. Post are similar. Mamet shebo edim. That's what that refers to. Clarify the situation. The clarity of a new beged. Okay, fine. That's that machlokes. Okay, I think we'll have to hold over here for now. What the proper thing to do at this point would be to go back to this Gemara that mentioned it initially and see how that this Gemara over here what is dependent on these halachas, how it affects the Malkus, not the Malkus, that the Chesbonis of the Gemara before. Right? It's hard to properly get this Gemara if you didn't see this Gemara. And then after that, to go back to the different dinma of skila pesach beis aviha, right? What the conditions over there are, okay? But I think we're well over time over here, so we have to hold it here.
Two things okay. Very quickly.
Yeah.
The first one says that some people learn Amar Avo Parsu Masha Some Law. They wanted to say it's breaking up the word similar to some law.
Oh yeah.
Some
okay.
People learn that way. And the footnote says the Ritva says that's not shot because if you see Kilitanya and it says Varnas Adava Kisim Khadasha that no Rabbi Yaakov was learning that it's he's still learning the word similar, not some law. And don't learn like those other people.
Very nice.
The second thing is that the Malbim, which I just
let's hear the Malbim, yeah.
The English,
okay.
The Malbim says that the reason why the Chachamim, the Rabbanim feel a necessity to bend all the Psukim out of the part of Kipchuto and to go all this right because it touches this question, because that question that he explains it more, but basically in short, it bothered the Chachamim. He said there has to be Edim, because there's no Edim, there's no Moshe Sheva. If there's Edim, then the husband has to bring Edim to be Mazim, the first Edim. Once he's Mazim, then the father brings Edim at the first Edim Azomimin, automatically the husband is a Moshe Shem, right? He's going to get unto Yisru, and therefore, what does it have to be Parsu Asimla? That question that Tosus asks. So therefore, because that was the question that since the pasuk says parsu asimla, it must be not kipshuto. That pushed them to explain everything else. They explained it's a marvel. I don't know.
And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov brought down the Ramban.